This is Intermezzo. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It's KRWG Las Cruces. I'm pleased to have back in the studios Dr. Mariana Gabi. She's the artistic director, conductor of the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra. Full disclosure, I'm a member of that orchestra, so Dr. Gabi is also my conductor. There is a saying that when things go wrong, the show must still go on.
Absolutely.
And that is the expression this week for the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra.
This is absolutely a first for me. I have never had something like this happen.
Tell us what happened.
Well, a few days ago, I got a call from Javier Calderon telling me he was in intensive care in the hospital and had internal bleeding, and they didn't know what it was from. And you know, I was beside myself.
Let me just explain. Javier Calderon was supposed to be the soloist.
Our guest guitarist.
This Sunday with the New Horizon Symphony Orchestra's winter concert. He was a guitarist going to play the Concierto de Aranjuez of Rodrigo. So sad to, at the last minute, have to call it off. And he's in Bolivia, which is where he's from.
No, he is he's in Michigan.
Oh, he is. Okay.
But the problem is, there used to be an enormous amount of classical guitars. It was very popular a few years back. Yeah. But today, it is not that simple to find a replacement.
Yeah.
Not only that, but we have no money. You know, Javier was coming, waiving his fee. He wasn't charging us. Mm. He was doing it as a favor to me. And we were just going to pay his expenses. I had someone lined up, you know, for housing and for the plane fare. And we're just devastated that we have to give up playing the Rodrigo after working so hard on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's such a beautiful
work. It is. And we had the English horn who did such a great job. Dave Carlson was doing wonderfully. Everybody was doing so well, you know, trying to make this work, which is so unique. And I was building a program around it. We have the Conga de Fuego by Marquez, which Kathy Hill, our guest conductor, is doing. We have the Huapango, which by Moncoya, who I was building it around a Spanish theme, you see.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we just have to deal with it because when you go through an agent, you see, they have to replace for you. But this was a favor, and we don't have that kind of money that we can go around. And besides, we did try. The closest person was in Kentucky. You know that.
Wow, amazing. And
it's one of those things
that happens. Yes, it happens. So Javier Calderon will not be performing on Sunday, and instead it's going to be a kind of showcase of some local talent. It was already going to be that.
Yes, we already had two of our outstanding musicians performing. We had Cora Patterson. Cora plays French horn, and she's going to do a suite number by a romanza by Saint-Saëns, and she's dedicating it to her mother, whose birthday was earlier this month, 95.
Lovely.
Virginia Beatty. She lives in Goodsam, and Cora was dedicating it to her.
And I'll just say, Cora Patterson, I've interviewed her also.
Yes.
She and her husband make some of the finest horns right here in Las
Cruces. Internationally famous.
Yes, and they make them right here in Las Cruces. So she's going to play a short, lovely
work.
Yes,
and she's a graduate, you know, of the University of Delaware and in music, and also did some studies in Philadelphia. So she's quite an accomplished player. And then we have Lynn Enright, who is our first trombone. Lynn is also a very, very fine musician. She has a degree in music education from Glassboro, New Jersey. She also taught privately for a while, then she went into accounting, then she went into physical therapy. She's an all-around musician and person, and we're so proud of her. And she's going to do the concertino, a movement by Larson.
Yes, Lars Eric Larsen, wonderful, delightful piece.
Trombone, right. And it's just going to be fun. That is what we want to do. We want to expose our good players and give them an opportunity to perform. And I thought Javier wouldn't mind because they're just performing two short little numbers on the first half of the program.
Yeah, so in the end, the concert, originally the Concierto de Aranjuez was going to be kind of the main course in this meal.
It was going to be the pièce de résistance.
That's right, but now it's kind of a meal of tapas. You know, they're just wonderful, shorter works, although the centerpiece, I would say, now is the Berlioz Roman Carnival.
We don't want to cancel because we have... So much work already put into the concert. And the Berlioz is coming along beautifully. Again, we're featuring the English horn with Dave Carlson. And it's a very difficult work. And so we've worked hard and we'd like to perform it.
Absolutely. The Roman Carnival Overture, it's by Hector Berlioz. And it's very symphonic in its own way. And it is just... one great melody and delightful passage after another.
Yeah, well, he was a very eccentric composer person, you know, musician. And so it's fun. It's a lot of fun because all of a sudden it just stops in its tracks and goes somewhere else. Yeah. And I just think it's beautiful music and wonderfully thought out. I like Berlioz very much.
I do too, and I particularly am delighted to be playing that piece again. I played it in high school orchestra.
Wonderful.
Now, instead of the Rodrigo, you've put in some pieces that the orchestra knows, also delightful tapas kind of pieces.
We're going to have to make a tour change. We were building it around the Hispanic theme. We had the Conga de Fuego, like I said, and with Kathy Hill conducting, and that's going so well, and they're doing such a great job with the conga and all that. And and then Joseph Flores is doing the huapango with the trumpet solos, and it's just great music, and it's just fun music.
Yeah.
So now that we're not doing the Rodrigo, I had to choose something because we haven't rehearsed it yet.
Yes, we had one less than a week.
We're going to have one rehearsal. And so I had to choose something I knew the orchestra could do with one rehearsal. And therefore, we're going to have to make a deviation and go to Austria and Vienna. And we're going to do the Emperor Waltz and the Radetzky March, which everybody loves. And I thought, hey, we don't charge. If people are not happy, we will announce it at first that we don't have Javier. I hope I don't cry. And they can leave if they're not happy.
Yeah.
But if they leave, they will be missing quite a great program nonetheless. Mm-hmm. I think it's a varied program. I'm sorry about the waltz, but they might like it, and everybody likes the Radetzky March.
Yeah.
We could end on a happy note.
Yep, everybody starts clapping.
Everybody
during
should
it,
clap.
Always.
Right.
You had some history with Javier Calderon. You had played before in Juarez and elsewhere. Did he used to live in Las Cruces?
No. He always lived elsewhere. I just met him through some other musicians, and we got along famously, and we went many places to play together, and therefore out of the blue I contacted him and I asked him as a favor would he come, and he said yes. I was just absolutely delighted. So it's a disappointment, but it's something that we hope he gets better. And just to show you who we are, let me tell you that I'm so proud of my orchestra, because I've had people asking if they should send a get well card. I have people calling me, asking me about news of his health. They're more concerned about his health than they are about not playing the Rodrigo. And you know, Gordon Butler is one of them. Such a wonderful person. You know, I told you many times, they're not professional, all of them, but they are professional people. They're first-class people, and they're my people, and I love them dearly, and I wouldn't change them for the world.
Well, it's wonderful to have you as the conductor of the New Horizons Orchestra.
You're
this
very
is
kind.
An orchestra of some professionals and some amateurs in the original sense of the word, people who love to play and love music. And you give three concerts a season. They're all free, and they're usually that you fill the hall. So it's a very beloved ensemble to the city.
Thank you. I am very pleased. We have done very, very well, and this is an unusual situation that I hope our audience will understand. In May, we are looking forward to playing a concert with our fabulous first violinist of the Katrina Quartet, Daniel Vega Albela, and we're going to do the Mozart number 5. And so, you know, we have many plans. I hope that our people will understand and that the audience will be there.
The concert is this Sunday at 3 o'clock. There's no tickets necessary. It's at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It will be a delightful concert, if I can say so myself, as a member of the orchestra. Lots of delightful shorter works. And it's the New Horizons Symphony Orchestra under the direction of my guest, our esteemed and beloved Dr. Mariana Gabi.
You're very kind.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, darling.